Sidra. Nobody was eating the cake. Of all the things bothering Sidra in that moment, that was the stupidest. But the thought nagged at her all the same. She'd known this would be a difficult conversation, so she'd bought Jen-Jen cake from Tak's favorite bakery, then sat on the undersea for an hour to get chocolate cake from Pepper's favorite bakery. The plate holding both sat in the middle of the kitchen table next to the pitcher of mech, which was getting cold. Everyone had taken slices and poured a cup, but that had been as far as it went. Sidra glanced across the table at Blue, who was watching the conversation with a furrowed brow and slight circles under his eyes. He wanted this to go well, too. "She's on Cathet," Pepper said, eyes fixed on her scrib. The message she'd received 2 days prior was still on the screen. Sidra wasn't sure if she'd closed it. Blue wet his lips before speaking. "The shuttle's on Cathet," he said gently, cautiously. A tightness appeared around Pepper's mouth and eyes. "Fine, yes. The shuttle's on Cathet. It's at," she laughed humorlessly, "it's at the regional branch of the Reskitt Museum of Interstellar Migration." She shook her head at the absurdity and rubbed her eyes. "They've apparently got this big exhibit of single-family spacecraft, and, well, it's there." Tak had the look of someone who wanted to be sympathetic, but was at an utter loss. Xi also looked tired, which was understandable, since Xi was in the first days of a shift. Xer's skin was bright with hormones, and Sidra could tell from the way Xi continuously shifted weight that Xer's muscles ached. Sidra had wished there'd been a better time for this conversation, but this was one of those things there was no planning for. "That's," Tak began. Xer's inner eyelids darted in sideways, the Aeluan equivalent of a raised pair of eyebrows. "That must be overwhelming for you."
"Yeah,"
Pepper said.
"Yeah."
Tak flicked Xer's eyes to Sidra. "Why am I here for this?" the look said. The kit cleared its throat. "The letter Pepper got doesn't have any information about the ship's interior," Sidra said. "We don't know what condition it's in."
"She means we don't know if Owl's installation is still functional," Pepper said flatly.
Blue reached across the table and squeezed her arm. She laid her hand on top of his.
"Okay,"
Tak said. The question on Xer's face hadn't wavered. Pepper sighed and shook her head.
"You explain it to Xer," she said to Sidra. "This was your idea."
This was her idea, and Sidra knew Pepper didn't like it. "Pepper needs to get into the ship and examine the core," Sidra said. "If all is well, she then needs to remove it. To do that, we have to get into the museum after visitor hours. We need to be able to get into the exhibit space."
"Wait,"
Tak said. Xi pulled back from the table just a touch.
You want to break into a museum? You want to break into the Museum of Interstellar Migration?"
That was exactly what Pepper had wanted to do 2 days ago, but Sidra felt it best to let that slide.
"No," Sidra said. "That's too risky."
Pepper gave a quiet huff. "What we need is a way to get in that won't attract attention. A legitimate way to get in." Tak still wasn't getting it, but her cheeks went wary yellow. Sidra pushed on. "The Reskitt Museum is a registered GC cultural institution. That means that any citizen affiliated with any likewise registered group can have access to their archival materials, provided they sign a waiver against damages, and that sort of thing. Museum exhibitions count." Her pathways skittered, gathered, made the jump. "You never finished your studies, and at Almtaldin there's no expiration date on an unfinished track. You're still, technically, a university student."
Tak got it.
Xi leaned back,
staring at Sidra with a silence that spoke volumes.
You're serious.
The kit nodded. I'm serious.
Xi
rubbed her face and looked to Pepper. Why don't you just ask them? Pepper blinked.
Ask them what? If I can go into their museum and take home some of their stuff?
But it's your stuff, right? Surely if you explain the situation...
Pepper gave a brittle, incredulous laugh.
Stars! I'm sorry, Tack, but stars. Yeah, if you went in and explained, maybe you'd get somewhere. I mean, look at you. You're as respectable as it gets. You're an Aeluan. You went to school. There is no door that won't open for you, for me, for us.
She pointed between her and Blue.
Humans aren't much out here, and we barely qualify to begin with. You think if I stroll into some curator's office with my monkey limbs and tweaked face, Xi's gonna give a single solitary fuck about what I have to say? What would I even say? That they have a ship I used to live in? That someone I owe everything to has been stuck in it for 10 years? Ships are property, and as far as the GC is concerned, AIs are too. My home was confiscated, and that was legal. My family was taken from me, and that was legal. And the museum probably bought the ship at auction, which is totally legal and binding and all that shit. The law forgot to make space for people like me, people like her.
She pointed at Sidra.
It doesn't matter what sob story I lay out. If they say no, and they would, there is no chance of me ever getting in there again. There is no chance of me ever getting Owl back.
Tack frowned.
If this is a matter of legality, you're planning to steal something. Yes, I get that we're talking about someone here.
Xi gave Sidra a small nod.
But to them, Owl is something, right? So that's stealing. You're going to steal something and you want me to help. You want me to be an accessory.
Pepper shrugged.
Yeah, pretty much.
Blue leaned forward.
It's not like that. All you'd have to do is get us in the door. If we wander off from there, you wouldn't be held responsible. That'd be on us.
It wouldn't have to be on us, Pepper said to him.
You don't have to go with me.
Bullshit. Blue said. Pepper almost smiled.
Tack, Sidra said softly. I know you don't know Owl. I don't either. What if it were me? What if...
Don't, Tack said. Don't ask me that. I don't have an answer.
The hanging question bothered Sidra, but she understood.
Sidra reached the kit's hand out and laid it flat on the table. I know we're asking a lot, but it'd be easy, honestly. All you'd have to do is a bit of form work, some reactivation procedures with the university, a request form for the museum, and you'd have to take some time off work, which isn't so bad. You've been saying you want a vacation.
Tack gave her a look.
This is not a vacation.
We'd pay you back for the time off, Blue said. That's not a question.
That's not my concern, Tack said.
The table fell silent. Sidra doubted anyone was going to eat cake by this point.
Tack exhaled.
I need to think about it, Xi said.
That doesn't mean yes.
Pepper started to say something. Blue touched her shoulder.
That's fine, he said.
Pepper pressed her lips together. She was disappointed, Sidra knew, and impatient, too. Pepper didn't like not having a plan. She didn't like leaving things unfixed.
We're planning to leave for Kathet as soon as possible, Sidra said. If you don't come along, I understand, but...
Pepper cleared her throat.
Sidra...
she said, drawing out the syllables to delay what came next.
Blue and I are going. You can't come with us.
Sidra's pathways bulged.
What are you talking about? Someone needs to watch the shop.
It was a weak reason, and Pepper looked like she knew it. She sighed.
That and the fact that, yeah, there's a chance we'll get caught. And if you get caught with us,
she closed her eyes and shook her head.
You have to stay home.
But I did the research. Sidra tried to hold her voice still. I brought Tak here. This was my idea.
And I am really, truly grateful for that, Pepper said.
I am.
But this isn't up for debate. You can't come with us.
But I can help. What if Owl's unstable? What if her files have been corrupted? I can edit Lattice. I can...
Pepper's right, Blue said. We can't lose both of you.
The kit shook its head. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to just sit here.
Tak. Tak went orange-brown with agreement. I understand why you want to help them, but...
Sidra was done listening.
The kit stood up, took the tray of cake, and went upstairs, ignoring the repeated calls of her name. She kicked her bedroom door shut behind her, savoring the slam. Did they think she was stupid? Of course there were risks. Of course there could be trouble. That was why someone wrote monitoring systems in the first place. To prevent trouble. But no, all she ever did was cause trouble, or be made to stay out of it. She could help this time. She could help, and they wouldn't let her. Not even Tak would let her. All they wanted from her was to stay behind doors, safe and useless.
The kit took a handful of chocolate cake and stuffed it into its mouth. Her pathways continued to rankle, despite the image that appeared. A warm fireplace, its crackling embers blending in harmony with the rain drumming on the wooden roof. I'm not gonna just sit here, she thought, as the image of fire danced and played. I'm not going to just sit here.